Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now time to talk food.
One of my favourite subjects, I've got to say. Now, have you noticed when you dine now in restaurants how much pork there is on
menus?
Can't
believe it. It's everywhere.
Exactly. Sweets are, it doesn't really matter what sort of cuisine.
Is there an oversupply of pork?
I don't know. But even globally, I notice, you know, as I've travelled around the place, pork has become a really mainstay on menus.
Michelle can tell us why.
She can.
After welcome the snow egg she had a few weeks ago.
I'd like to welcome to Mind Food Radio today our food director, Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Do you think that though, like, there just seems to be this abundance of pork on menus these days?
Well, I have to say it's the first thing I look for in the main section. I love pork. It's one of my absolute all-time favourites. I grew up in a rural place, and it was a bit of a treat to have a roast pork of an evening, so I love it.
Was it kind of like your Sunday roast?
It was our Sunday roast. We had a name for the pig, Shorty, so it was, sometimes I had to check, Mum, is this Shorty? And she would say yes or no, so depending on the answer is whether I ate it or not.
That'd be enough to put me off,
yeah,
I think. Poor old Shorty. And what was
he
it?
He tasted good.
But I noticed in the latest issue, and one of my favourite sections, Dinner Tonight, Lunch Tomorrow.
Yes, that's a section we've got in every issue. It's sort of we call it cook once, eat twice. And yeah. In this issue that's on sale now, we've got pulled pork. And we've given you the recipe to how to make it. It's absolutely beautiful and very, very easy.
So what is pulled pork, though? What does that mean?
Pulled pork is, it's pork. We've cooked it with, give it a rub of cumin and paprika and chilli with black pepper, and then we slowly cook it in a casserole dish with some Worcester and mustard, and then we leave it with a sealed lid in the oven for, oh gosh, I think 5 to 6 hours, and it just slowly breaks down. You stir it and turn it occasionally.
Right.
And then you let it sit for just a little bit longer. There's still plenty of juice in the bottom of the dish, and then you just pull the meat away and let it soak up all those juices. It's absolutely beautiful. It's tender and an absolute treat.
So, Michelle, I've actually tried this recipe. It's absolutely beautiful, and you're right, the meat is really succulent. Is that hard to get in terms of that cooking process?
No, it's just a matter. Just go to your butcher and ask him for pork shoulder, and get it, leave the bone in and the skin on, and I think just with the way we've prepared it for you, with the way we've got the instructions, it will turn out beautifully.
Is there crackling on this one?
No, there's no crackling.
Oh, I can't see it.
No,
Michael's got the magazine.
And also, it's actually not dry. That was the thing that surprised me.
Oh, wow.
It's very moist. Very tasty.
So in terms of it, I noticed in the magazine you can make a beautiful burger. What else can you do with it?
Well, we've got one option is to make it into a burger with a spicy slaw with your lovely cabbage, which is in season at the moment, and carrots, so that's beautiful. Or you can turn it into a, which is very fashionable at the moment if you're talking about restaurants, tortillas with barbecue corn. So you just slice some nice avocado, some nice red onions, some coriander, and that makes another beautiful meal. You can take that to lunch the next day and have it and make everyone at the office very jealous.
That sounds delicious.
As they say, get some pork on your fork.
Oh, it sounds very good. That's
it does, doesn't it? I look forward to that.
Very good.
It does look delicious. Michael is now ripping the page out. He's that hungry.
And licking it. Yeah. Michelle, thank you very much. We always enjoy talking with you.
Okay. Radio.
Thanks, Michelle. Bye.
Bye.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.